Gucci man, Gucci. Wizard up. Gucci go up with the Gucci.
Covering me with drip, I think he tryna smother me. They stopped me at the border, had too many felonies. I'm splashing, I ain't even dripping. Laughing, I ain't even tripping. I'm crashing, I ain't even dissing. Heard he dropped some, I ain't even listen. No one will
up. Sports fans, welcome back for another episode of Dumpster Juice Radio, episode 18. BA, big news, man. Shocking the world, man. We're not even gonna play around with it. The big story out there. Andrew Luck shocks the world, retires, done.
It's amazing. I know you happy, tickled to death, because you couldn't beat him.
I mean, for competitive reasons, you know, we, on the last episode, were talking about Andrew Luck, and you and I both.
It's more.
We never saw retirement.
Nah.
I never thought that. But
we knew it was more than a calf.
Yeah, we knew it was something more than what, you know, was being said about the injury. And so, basically, what he has said, even if that's full disclosure or not, either way, you know, Andrew Luck is a great guy, one of the game's ambassadors, one of the dudes that have just a warrior, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just a warrior. 4,500 yards last year. Comeback player of the year. Andrew Luck is what you look for. He is a bona fide, prototypical NFL QB.
Yeah,
he is QB1. Simple as that, man. But, yeah, we were thinking about the injury. We were like, you know, they being a little evasive with the injury and not telling us what's going on, what's happening. It went from, what, calf, high ankle, to don't know if it's a high ankle, don't know if it's a calf, don't know what's going on. That leads to retirement. You buying it?
You know I got a theory on it.
What's your theory?
I'm thinking he got frustrated with the whole Colts organization. So he signed the contract.
Right. Extension. Big extension in 2016.
So his best way out is to retire and come back when Bill Belichick calls him. Yeah. After Tom Brady.
When Brady goes out.
That's a theory. I mean, that's just my theory on it. Like, he know that he can do better. Even though the Colts is not a bottom end team no more.
No.
They're a top end team. But
with Super Bowl aspirations this season.
I just feel like they would never win. I just don't feel like they would win a championship.
Yeah. Because they were tough last year.
He's good, but he's not Peyton Manning to just be able to carry a whole organization by himself.
Got to build around him accordingly, and they didn't do that for a number of years.
He wasted the first 5 years of his career.
Right.
And then, what, the other three or four? How many years he been in there?
Maybe this is year seven, I want to say.
So they wasted the first, this rookie deal when he came in, they wasted that opportunity to build around him. Then the next 3-4 years, he's been in and out of rehab, hurt, not hurt.
Right.
So that's taking a toll on him. He's spending more time in the rehab than he is on the field.
More time in the cold tub than he is on the actual turf.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it's just the news coming out of camp about, you know, okay, Luck came out. Luck missed, what, 2017, right?
Yeah.
Comeback player of the year, 2018.
Right.
Start camp, 2019, he mysteriously is hurt. Hold on, check this out. When did you hurt your calf in the offseason?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this injury just popped up out of nowhere.
Ankle, foot,
maybe
wrist.
It was made up the whole time because he probably had told him earlier that he was ready to retire. And they didn't want to take it for an answer. So he didn't want to get out there on the field, so they had to make up an injury. Maybe that happened.
Man, I ain't think about that.
Get what I'm saying?
Maybe at the end of the year, he was like, I'm done.
Right.
And they were like, whoa, are you sure? Just show up, Andrew. Just hang around like snot.
Camp rolls around. He's still ready to retire. So they made the injury up, so they wouldn't have to answer the questions every day about him being on the field or whatever, so they had to come up with an injury.
B.A., now that I think about it, man,
the
whole thing with camp and OTA, all that happened, and it was saying that he actually went to two practices, and then he even had an interview where he said that he don't understand why his body's not responding, why this injury is taking so long. What's going on with it? Yada, yada, yada. They said they shot up the
that
area.
That made no sense.
And listen, if you're doing all that, and you trying to go through, camp is rough, man. This is NFL camp.
I mean, everybody know camp is rough.
Camp rough. But he's going through camp, and he actually had two practices.
Right.
So why did you go to them two practices if...
if you had that calf problem.
If you had that problem to a point where you knew you didn't want to go through the whole rehabilitation process.
All that. Any of that.
Something janky is in there, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking
it's... and it's not speculating. We could be just wrong.
We speculating, but...
it just doesn't add up, does it?
It don't add up.
Because if you wanted to retire...
you just going to retire. And you're going to announce that. You're not going to just go to the organization.
Every week. And then the organization says this right here. The organization said that, oh, we're just going to hold him out. We just need to get him ready for September 8th when the season starts.
And you got to look at this, too. The Colts ain't drafted a quarterback.
No.
Since they got him.
No. Supposed to be Avery.
They went traded and got Brissett.
Yeah. Because he was hurt. That was an emergency trade.
Right. But that's the only thing they did at quarterback.
Yeah. That was an emergency.
So they had all the eggs tied in one basket.
And the only way that worked out is it just the relationship through the through Belichick and whatnot, and they just had a surplus of quarterbacks at the time. Mm-hmm. Because they had Jimmy Garoppolo, Jacoby Brissett, and Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And Tom Brady didn't want neither one of them in the building because both of them were decent, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they lucked out on getting Jacoby. Because Jacoby actually played for New England. You know, played a few games. Yeah, he did.
But that's where they traded and got him from.
Yeah. New England. I'm saying that he actually was in the games playing.
Yeah, they played.
So he put enough on tape to where teams actually wanted him.
Right.
And the Colts ended up getting him.
Had a good year.
Yeah, Colts ended up getting him because...
I can't remember what happened to Brady, but he can't... No, he
Brady was suspended.
Yeah, he was suspended.
So
I know he ain't been hurt in a few years.
Yeah, he went, 3-1? 2-1?
He ain't been hurt since we hurt him.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Uh-huh.
He been hurting a long time. So, well, no, the Chiefs hurt him. Chiefs hurt him, but he ain't been hurt since that year.
And you know, I just said that. I just thought about this, man. Just a random thought. You know, I be keeping them random thoughts, stats in my head, but a lot of quarterbacks have been injured at Arrowhead. Most notably, Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt last year at Arrowhead. Tom Brady got hurt at Arrowhead.
Yeah, but everybody I try to say, at Arrowhead. I hate to go back to Brady, but a lot of folks will say, Tom Brady ain't never had a major injury. That was a major injury.
Yeah, it's a major injury.
And he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Out a whole year.
Yeah, out a whole
year. Don't get no more major than that.
Matt Castle came in.
The guy's just bone tough.
Yeah.
We can look at him and see how frail he is, but that guy is tough.
Yeah, he's tough. 42 to 40.
Play the game that long.
Just to be able to get out of the bed and go and do that job at his age means you tough.
Yeah.
And a guy like that, you can't play in that league and have that longevity and skate by without injury.
Right.
Drew Brees, major injury. They said he'd never play the game again. Mm-hmm. When Drew Brees at the end of the season in the San Diego Chargers dove in that ball in the end zone, it tore his shoulder to shreds.
Right.
Dr. Andrews put it back together. Drew Brees changed his throwing motion.
Mm-hmm.
Man, still a QB to this day.
Right.
That means he's tough.
Tough as nails.
Tough. You'll never hear that about Drew Brees, but guess what? He tough.
He tough.
Man, I actually had a little humble brag right here. But I actually had, you know, I'm a La Tech. I went to Louisiana Tech, so I actually had a sit down, man, with Willie Rowe, and he was talking about Drew Brees, and he was like, man, he don't get the credit because Drew Brees is not no runner and doing all that. He said, man, Drew Brees he's nails tough.
Yeah.
He said he's nails tough.
But just think, you gotta look. We all know Big Ben tough, right?
Tough. Bonafide.
We definitely know Phillip Rivers tough.
Tough.
So for you to say Breeze tough and Brady tough, the common denominator, quarterbacks, high 30s, mid to high 30s.
Bonafide tough.
Bonafide tough.
Got to be.
I mean.
Gotta be.
Yeah, I ain't gonna throw Eli in there. Cause he tough too.
Listen,
for him to be still out there on the
field doing it.
Like, okay, I could be a Manning and I could be a prima donna.
Right.
But guess what? He never take all that scrutiny.
Take all that scrutiny, yep.
And still show up ready to play.
Yep.
That's toughness.
People dogging him out. They going in on him and everything right now.
So that's scrutiny. And then, yeah, that's, you got to be tough to do that.
Got to be mentally tough and physically tough at the same time.
Yes, sir.
And all the time. Even with all that said, at the QB position, guys, this is why a QB gets paid what a QB gets paid, because you got to be the face of the franchise. You got to be mentally tough. You got to be physically tough. You got to know the entire offensive playbook.
And you got to
lead the team. And you got to know where everybody else. You got to
lead the team.
Yes.
On and off the field.
Man, listen.
That's what they expect out the quarterback. Even though every quarterback don't do that. Like Big Ben. Big Ben is, I'm a Steeler fan. But Big Ben is just not a good leader. He's not a good leader. I mean, you can look at it however you want to look at it.
Throwing AB on the bus.
Because that's his mistake. Throwing Big Ben. Big Ben throwing
AB. Keep that stuff in-house.
That's you, kind of if stuff, you're y'all. A leader, you never hear about that.
Right.
He never gets mad enough to where we got to trade him.
Right.
And Big Ben, and right now Big Ben.
And if he does get to that point, the public doesn't get to know about it.
And see, like right now, Big Ben. Like, I have seen some reports. Big Ben said he regretted.
He realized he made a mistake.
And he know by him trying to be a leader this year, he know that he should have left that alone.
Yeah, he messed it up.
He messed it up.
Yeah.
And he realized, okay, we might not have this locker room knowing, but on this field, it just ain't.
It ain't the same.
It ain't the same.
I can't go to that deep ball to him whenever.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
But I think Big Ben tough enough to make it through it. But it's still a tougher path.
Yeah. So, not to get on a tangent with that, but not to cut you off, just while I have it fresh in my mind. You look at being tough as a QB, and this is what I'm going to say. This, to me, shows you toughness. Flat out toughness. Now, Eli Manning, when you start talking about leader, toughness, and all that stuff, nobody think about Eli Manning.
Right.
He's just a forgotten person.
Yeah.
Two-time Super Bowl champ. They just, you know, made the play of the century in the Super Bowl where he was supposed to be sacked. He got out of it through, you know, the Tyree catch. Man, listen, you don't think about that. So everybody's scrutinizing Eli, Daniel Jones. Eli ain't no good no more. Odell said his balls are soft and all this, yada, yada, yada. I mean, I don't know if Odell, he just probably is telling the truth. Baker is a younger guy with a strong arm.
Right.
If I played with Frank Wright back in the day when he was playing, and then I get traded and I got to play with Brett Favre or John Elway. Hey, buddy, the ball's going to come a few miles
down. But that don't make you a good quarterback.
That don't, exactly. So, with that said, again, a good quarterback is a quarterback that's won a couple Super Bowls, I believe.
No matter what they attribute, say, none of that. You can have the strongest arm in the world, but you gotta produce.
Guess what? They always say Trent Dilfer wasn't a good quarterback, right?
Got a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl champ. How many of them good quarterbacks got a Super Bowl ring?
Not all of them. Phillip Rivers don't.
Dan Marino never got one. And he was great.
Great.
You know what I'm saying? Phillip Rivers ain't got one. Great.
Yeah.
But with that said, Andrew Luck had a good season last year, 4,500 yards, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to read you Eli Manning's stats from last year. With Odell Beckham and all of them, with all the drama going on in New York. The man, 21 touchdowns. 11 interceptions, 92.4 QB rating, and he passed for 4,300 yards.
Solid.
But he washed.
Yeah, nah, that's...
How many teams would take that, B.A.?
I know the Jags would take
it. There you go. And Jags probably would have had a Super Bowl push if they had that, right?
Yeah. They would probably won Super Bowl.
4,300 yards, 21 touchdowns, 11 picks, 92.4 QB rating. What wrong with
it? I don't know.
What... You ready to throw him aside for the rookie?
Right. Come on. It don't make sense.
I mean, look at what he put up.
Numbers ain't adding up.
The numbers don't make sense. Why ain't nobody talking about that? Because media like a good story. And this.
They like the story. The numbers. They'll take the numbers when it's going toward the way they want it to go.
B.A., 4,300 yards.
Solid.
21 touchdowns.
Solid.
11 pick.
Solid.
92.4.
You got to realize this here, too. You had that monster Saquon that was taking up the other half of it. Everybody like, oh, he only had two of them. Yeah, but they ran.
They had a 50-50 offense.
They had a good little balance.
There you go.
So, but you know how they go.
Man. And that's coming off a team that actually got rid of his best defensive player. What's his name? Landon Collins is now a Washington Redskin.
Yeah, but Landon Collins.
It's a box safety.
Landon Collins, basically, they did what was best for the team. Not paying him.
Right.
Yeah, you can't afford to pay him.
A tie up with him. Here's the thing with that. I like Landon Collins.
But he's more like a linebacker.
He's a box safety.
Yeah, he's just straight like a linebacker.
He's a really box safety. And there's nothing wrong with him being a box safety.
Nothing wrong with
Because what he does great, man. He's a box safety.
He's the hammer.
He's a box safety. So, check this right here. Like, comparable. Right on the other side of the turnpike there in New York, Jamal Adams.
Nah. Jamal Adams. Nah, that's a whole different ballgame.
Now, compare Jamal Adams to Landon Collins.
Like, they don't compare.
Why not?
Because Jamal is everything.
Doing much more. He's more of a safety.
He's a safety that
can blitz. He can do all that.
Yeah. And that's why I said the Giants let him go, didn't get no compensation for him. Just let him walk.
Let him walk. Because you can't afford to tie up the money with that guy doing one particular thing.
Yeah, that's any job. Your job is going to benefit your job.
Your versatility.
That's what matters on the job.
Right.
They don't want, like, if your job is to stand there and pluck chickens, but in between plucking chickens, you can do something else.
You can go over here and
do this here.
Go over here and ring next.
And except for this one dude that's plucking these chickens, oh, Lord, I'd rather have EA. You come on with me.
Now, the dude plucking the chickens might be the best chicken plucker it is. But if Buddy over here can ring next while he's taking a break in between plucking chicken, Buddy, I'm getting more bang for my buck right over here.
That's right. That's how
And then on top of that, I might be able to pay him a little less.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the game, man.
That's the game right there. That's my whole point. Yeah. Your job, you go to it, they want you to do more than what is asked from you.
Right.
That's every job you go to.
Right.
They would love to see you do more than what we require you to do.
Yeah. And being a leader is a big
role,
too.
That's
part of it. Yeah. That's a huge part of it. Man, so back to Andrew Luck, man. It's just it's unfortunate, man, because the dude is a good player. I'm a Tennessee Titans fan. That's not a secret. And him and Peyton Manning have just terrorized me in that division.
Yeah.
Like,
because y'all don't have a quarterback. That's y'all problem. Y'all never got a quarterback. Every quarterback that y'all have taken
since didn't pan out.
And y'all finna add another one to the list.
And you know, we actually did the stupidest thing ever with that Steve McNair situation. Blocking him from the facility, talking about he can't work out because of the money. And the Titans been down ever since then, man. Now we had that one uprising when we came back and Kerry Collins led us to there, and we beat the Steelers. Breaks off, and then y'all end up winning the Super Bowl because Baltimore beat us in the worst playoff game ever. Because
y'all wasn't real. Y'all wasn't built for the kill.
Man, we was dominating.
Y'all
that one game.
You honestly thought that Kerry Collins can take y'all to the Super Bowl and win?
Yeah, he was gonna beat us that year.
Tell me this here. Did they beat the Giant?
Who?
Kerry Collins and the Giant.
Oh, Kerry Collins. They got. I'm talking about the Titans, man.
You had Kerry Collins as a quarterback.
And he was awesome. He was rejuvenated.
But did he win the Super Bowl with the Giants?
No.
So you honestly thought that y'all had a chance to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
No, there's no way.
Yes.
There's no way Kerry Collins leading y'all team was going to win a championship.
Man, listen. Chris Johnson gets hurt on a touchdown run against the Ravens. The weather was so bad that Rob Baronis, was kicking field goals before the game and at halftime from like 30 yards out and couldn't even get the ball to the goalpost.
Right.
That's how bad the wind was blowing that game. Mm-hmm. Me and Baby Bull sat there in the stands to whereas if you sat down too long in your seat, you had to just basically get somebody else to pull you up out of the seat because you'd be frozen to the seat. It was the worst weather game I've ever been in my life. It wasn't snowing. But it had like a slow drizzle, and it was freezing. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the wind was just unbearable. So in that same game, Chris Johnson breaks out in the first half, doing his thing, having that monster year. CJ2K. Having that monster year, him and Lindell White, it was just unbelievable, man. Javon Curse coming off that end, we was ready, man. Turns his ankle because of the bottom of the pile. You know, the Ravens, what they did, they rolled his ankle up. Them dirty son of a guns. Mm-hmm. They rolled him up, man, and they hurt him. But we still had the most dominant defense in the league, and so we were going to control that game. But we ended up, got down, you know, couldn't score, had a couple turnovers, and Kerry Cox tried to throw the ball one time. It fluttered in the wind. They got picked off. We still had a chance to win the game. We throw a pass to Algie Crumpler. All he's got to do is catch the ball and go down, and we win the game because we're going, you know, we're on, what, the 2-yard line or so? I don't know if it was that close or not, but he tried to run a guy over.
I remember that play.
He fumbled.
I remember that.
And they didn't even lose the game. They didn't lose the game.
Right.
Because Baltimore couldn't move the ball on us at all.
Right.
They had a snap when the time running out and Flacco drops back. Todd Heat catches a ball across the middle. But what happened was before the play clock ran out. Mm-hmm. So everybody just relaxed and looked around and then they just snapped the ball and threw like a 40-yard pass to Heat, like the biggest play of the game.
Yeah.
And they kicked the field goal with the win and won. That's what happened.
Yeah, but Algie Crumpler did a lot of fumbling with the Falcons, too.
But that's a big fumble he did for us, man.
Yeah.
Huge fumble, man. And you know, B.A., Pittsburgh was going to have to come to us the next week. Man. Baltimore went straight to Pittsburgh.
Y'all won built to win.
Man, we beat y'all
34-7. The closest y'all got was when McNair got tackled on the one.
We beat y'all 34-7. Like the week before that, B.A.
Yeah, but that's when you know the fact. You know that don't work out in the end.
Yeah.
The one win in the end of the season don't never win.
No, that wasn't the end of the season. I said the week before that, but it wasn't the end of the season. That's mid. Yeah, we were dominant that year, man.
Y'all wasn't gonna win that.
Dominant, man. That was our Super Bowl, man.
But that's all ifs and hopes.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That happened, man. Andrew Luck, man. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Like, I honestly, I'll say this.
I got two theories. Like I said, I had my two theories on it.
I'll say this. This is what I had thought. When I heard him say retire, and I thought about what me and you had talked about, we recorded some of it, but we talked about it off the air a lot. And again, like I have to reiterate that. I don't know why. 18 episodes in to the people that you and I, we just talk like this. We talk ball. We talk sports. We argue sports. We don't agree. We talk like this. It's not for the podcast. This is how we talk. So we talked about Andrew Luck, and we thought something fishy was going on. When I heard retire, I was like, man. I said maybe he got some type of diagnosis from a doctor or something that he doesn't really want to discuss. And I hope that's not the case, but that was my theory.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, an ankle injury or a calf injury? And you said, man, he had the Achilles. I was like, you know what? Maybe that's it. Maybe it's something like that. But then, you know what? You think about even four in your medical – that medical book, you think maybe he got something that, you know, he don't really want to discuss or disclose.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Because on top of this, I think it's a classy move by the Colts organization, but there was no but about it. They could have recouped $24 million from him, and they said they're not.
Because they want to own the rights to him.
In case he comes back or something.
That's probably got to do with some rights. Like if they can get it back.
It's something fishy about that, too, eh?
Yeah, it's something, man.
Because that usually doesn't happen.
$24 million. Man, I'm getting that back.
24. Not 24. 24 million. Point something.
Right.
Man, Barry Sanders had to write a check out of his check, out of his account when he retired.
When he retired.
Barry Sanders had to write a check.
Yes, sir. But they knew Barry Sanders wasn't coming back. They don't want no bad ill will toward him. So guess what? We're going to try to end this one on good terms.
Right.
Just in case he won't come back.
Wow. Something's up with that, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we'll ever get the full
story. That just made the Colts, like, future dead, man.
That's a big blow, man. But, I mean, they could have a good year. They got a good quarterback.
There's not.
He ain't Andrew Luck, but he got a good quarterback. But emotionally, like, if you T.Y. Hilton today, how do you feel?
Who?
T.Y. Hilton.
You don't feel good.
You
just don't feel good.
Somebody just died, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, you just don't.
You T.Y. Hilton, you the number one receiver. You a star receiver in this league, and your guy, your pitch and catch guy, just hung him up. Your psychological imbalance is thrown off a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah.
Man. Speaking of balance, man, Fred Lewis sent me this thing today, or yesterday, about Barry Bonds talking about hitting, man, and his balance and stuff. You got to see it. You got to watch it. 20-minute video between him and Ash Rodriguez. You got to watch it. I encourage anybody to go watch that video. I will post it up later today. But go watch that video of Alex Rodriguez FaceTiming Barry Bonds, and they talking about hitting. Talking about lunch angle. You know, all this is lunch angle, this, lunch angle, that, whatnot. No, Barry Bonds say, forget that. That ain't what it's about. Mm-hmm. Say his daddy told him, Barry, don't nobody care about no home runs. He says, man, if you get 500 at bats, you're supposed to hit 30 home runs.
Yeah, that's...
He says, you get 500 at bats, you're supposed to hit 30 home runs in a season. Mm-hmm. By accident. So it ain't about that. He says, it's about... run scored, and RBI. And Barry Bonds said he came up in the era to where if you didn't hit 300 and drive in 100 runs, you going to the minor league. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. And he was like, so in today's age, he said, with the shift and everything that's going on, he said, the shift, you know, the shift was kind of invented for him. Mm-hmm. But he also was a number four hitter, number three, number four hitter. So his job was to hit home runs.
So he didn't care about the shift.
Right.
He didn't care about bunting over here trying to beat the shift.
But he said, if I'm a player in the game, and I'm on the come up, he says, I will
take
bunt.
That hit.
He said, I'll bunt and I'll hit 400.
Take that hit.
He said, I will bunt until they stop.
I will master. Bunt. Everybody that's got that shift put on should be in the offseason trying to master the bunt.
He said, kind of what we was taught as youngsters. He said, even when you're in a slump, bunting is what gets you back going. Because, you know, when you start, you get in a cage. You jump in the cage. What was the first two things you used to do when you get in the cage?
Two bunt, three, four bunts.
Two bunts. Place them down the line, right?
Yeah.
Because that helps you track.
Yeah, you do two hit and runs.
Yeah, that helps you track the ball. And he said his thing was he'd get in the cage and he would start hitting the ball into the ground. He says because swinging up with that lunge angle stuff, he said, that's easy. He said he can drop out of bed and do that. It's so easy to swing up. He says you got to be more disciplined to swing down. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that kept the ball, the bat flat. He said you'll finish up through your follow through. And that's what gives you your power, he was talking about. Man, like, it's a beautiful video. You go watch what he's talking about, man. It just makes a whole lot of sense. But he was saying, you know, if I'm a guy in the league, he says, I can go bunt hit 400. But, he says, he don't fault the way the game has changed because if I can go and Barry Bonds hit more home runs. He hit more home runs than he strike out in the season. Mm-hmm. That's just for a power hitter,
right? No, I don't know.
Just phenomenal. He says he doesn't fault the way the game has changed because if they tell you you can strike out 250 times and they'll pay you $300 million, he says, guess what? I'm going to go strike out 250 times and make $300 million.
Right.
That's what they're paying people to do. Mm-hmm. He said, because it's easy to go strike out 250 times and hit 30 home runs.
Right.
Because all you got to do is go up there. All you got to do is go up there every time swinging for the fence. And strike out all the other times, nobody cares. He said, because when I came up, you did that. He said, you're going to the minor leagues.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. He said, now when you do that, they pay you $300 million. He said, so you're a fool if you don't just do it if they're willing to pay you that, right?
Right. That's, said, that's what it's all about.
But
the
he said,
money.
He says, about the money. Yeah, he says, but if he says if he was a player trying to get numbers and all that, he said, man, I go in the league and I hit 400 because I would just bunt.
Soon as they put the shift on.
I bunt.
Soon as they drop back deep.
Bunt. Bunt. This is one of the best hitters, not one of the best, to me, this is the best hitter I've ever seen in our lifetime.
Probably so.
Talking about, man, I bunt to hit 400.
Because you got to play him right. Because once he started hitting, getting that bunt, but they giving him the bunt.
Yeah.
So, once he started doing that, that shift.
Goes away.
Goes away.
And then, this is the
thing. Then he can actually.
Man, listen. The man hit 375 against the shift.
And that one bunt.
That's swinging it.
That's swinging.
So just imagine if he drops a bunch down.
Yeah, nah, I already know.
That
year there,
man,
it was just
375 against the ship.
Yeah, that year there, he was like, he was actually a machine.
Against the ship, man, 375. Golly. Which brings me to my next point, man. We got way off topic here, but your best right-handed hitters that we've seen in our short lifetime.
Well, I mean,
just give me a top three. I was thinking about this the other day, and I said I'm gonna ask you about it.
Right-handed hitters.
Cause we know Barry is the left-handed guy. We know that. Period.
I'm gonna go, Man Ramirez.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go Edgar Martinez.
That's a good one. That one's
Edgar. And then I'm going to probably say one more of our lifetime. There's one I had on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, if you don't say it, man, I swear I'm going to end the podcast. If you don't tell me one more guy, if you don't get one of the guys,
I'm going to have to go Gary Sheffield, man. I like him. Sheffield? That's just me. I like him. The swing, I didn't say he had the best numbers, but the best swing, man, I had to put Gary Sheffield in my top three. That's my top three. All
right.
Now, I don't know who yours is.
My top three, man. I'm going to go from top.
Mine ain't in no particular order.
Just your top three.
Yeah. Right hand.
Right handed hitters, man. Manny was one of, would be in my top.
Yeah, you got that.
Manny Ramirez is in my top three. Miguel Cabrera.
Ah, nah.
Yeah.
No.
Miguel Cabrera. My top three.
They tough, but yeah.
I go Manny Ramirez, Miguel Cabrera, and that man, Albert Pujols.
Oh yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah.
Pujols, Cabrera.
Pujols probably should have took.
Pujols is my top.
I would have took Edgar Martinez. Yeah, that's like a whole, like, that's Barry Bonds caliber.
Yeah, Pujols is my top. Period.
Yeah, he the top. Yeah. And after you said that, yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah, I was just random. That's just something I thought about. I meant to ask you about that, so I figured I might as well ask you on air right here. I don't know. Football, man. Dallas Cowboys. What we gonna do? Here we are again.
Pay the man.
Week 4 of the preseason.
This is when I say it's finna get tough. It's finna get rough.
So
last week of preseason.
Dallas Cowboys.
Is either gonna have to shit or get off the pot.
You got Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott. Ain't nobody studying Cooper. I ain't.
Nah, they ain't even studying him.
Get him out of the conversation.
Nobody say nothing.
Get him out of the conversation.
They know they messed up when they gave up a first for him.
Man, no disrespect to you, Cooper. You're fast. You're a good receiver. You're a young guy. Yeah, you're doing everything
Antonio
right.
Antonio Brown messing the market up for all them receivers coming.
Making it where they don't want to pay none of them, dude.
They going to have it where they don't want to pay none of them.
Man. Dallas Cowboys, you gotta. It's time to do something now. All the talking, all the jokes, the Zeke jokes and this and that back, for all that's over with.
And their schedule is kind of easy, so they got some games on their schedule.
They feel like they can
still win without him. But that ain't gonna help their leverage. They are not winning no Super Bowl without Zeke. Period. Man. I don't care how good the defense is.
Cause without Zeke, you give an extra DB, don't you? You giving the team an extra person in coverage. And Dak ain't no bona fide drop back pick you apart type of quarterback, yeah?
Oh no.
He need a little deception. He needs some play action.
Need that play action.
You know?
He can get the job done, but I don't know if he's strong enough to take him to a Super Bowl.
Dax actually looked pretty good to me in the preseason, believe it or not. But why is he out there in the preseason?
That's the question.
I just think that's just...
That's an insult, man. That's like...
I think it's dumb. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I just think it's dumb. He got all the leverage. He's probably got the most leverage any player's ever had. Don't you think?
Yes, sir.
Ever in the history of the game.
He got him.
Man, you're the leader of the Dallas Cowboys. And y'all got a good team, a great defense. And you out there practicing with no contract? Come on, man. Come on, man. Stop it. Crazy to me. What was his name that Megatron? Remember Megatron retired early?
Yeah.
Kind of did the same thing, you know, Andrew Luck is doing. And help is wealth.
But 29 at a wide receiver. And maybe 29 in quarterback is still two different positions.
Two different positions, completely.
Like, you don't really see 30-year-old wide receiver.
No.
There's very few of them. But quarterback, you just getting started nowadays.
Yeah, if you're a decent quarterback. And if not even being a decent quarterback, if you're a serviceable quarterback, you can hold a clipboard for another 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, you know, if you solid, like he was a Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
So, a Pro Bowl quarterback at 29.
The year following the comeback player of the year.
The franchise is still planning as if they got 10 more years with you.
Right, right.
So, that's what hurts.
It's still boggling to me, man. Andrew Luck. That's mind-boggling, man. He dropped a bomb, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the fans booing the man?
Because they emotional. The fans are emotional. You can't expect nothing less.
But then the fans expect players to give them their all and be dedicated to their teams and all that. when something like that happened, one of the most class, the classiest acts you ever want to see, y'all booing the man.
Yeah. How? How? I can't believe they booed him. That really probably messed him up for coming back. Now, even if he turned, they like, man, you booed
him. He heard him. He said, yeah, it hurt me. He said, it hurt me.
Damn right. I know.
I mean, you know, we're going to say his name, Doug Gottlieb.
Yeah.
You see what he did?
I ain't see it.
Man, this man was talking about, shocker. Something he said, I can't remember the exact quote. I'm paraphrasing it here. He said, Andrew Luck quit on his team and his organization, his city, yada, 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 because rehabbing is too tough. That's what that dude said.
Man.
That's messed up, ain't it, man?
Yeah.
Now, they lit him up, but the best person that lit him up was, God, I can't think of the dude's name. The wide receiver, played for New England, played for the Eagles, Dante Stallworth.
Okay.
When I think of him, I think about Michael Strahan talking about him prior to playing him. And Strahan was like, man, you gotta face that dude. He said, what did he run? He said, forget it. Forget the time. He said, that dude is damn near just flying. He said, he's like an airplane on the ground. Talking about how fast he was. But anyway, it always sticks out of my mind. He came back and said, yeah, Doug Gottlieb, you stole credit cards because working was too hard.
Did he?
How you got kicked out of Notre Dame? Credit card theft.
Oh.
But you see, that's not brought up. He's got a job. He's on TV. He's on radio. Ain't it funny how that works out for some people?
Yeah.
And not people that look like you and I?
Yeah.
So we did something.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't either until now. But I do remember him playing ball. I remember that. And he got kicked out. Mm-hmm. But I never. The story was kind of buried, you know. But it's out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a thief. Right. We're just talking about Andrew Luck, talking about he quit because his rehab is too hard. That's jacked up, man. Health as well. You think Andrew Luck does the same thing if he is a guy like, say, a Dak Prescott that hadn't made that kind of money yet?
Nope. He tough it out.
If you hadn't made the money, you just you shut up and go make the money, right?
Yeah, that's what
it's about. You can think a little more clearly when you've made $100 million, can't you?
Yes, sir.
But still, that's a lot of money to leave on the table. $58 million is what he's walking away from, yeah. $58 million. Big Ben goes live and says he wishes he didn't call him out. That is crazy to me, man. How about them boys from Louisiana?
Tough as nails. That's the first time Louisiana won.
Yep. First time he made it.
I would love to know them young boys that was in the World Series about 4 or 5 years ago. What team that was? I would love to see what them boys doing now.
The boys from Chicago?
Man, them boys.
The black kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to look them up, man.
Man, listen. Them boys was like professionals at Lem. The way they was up in that batting and stuff. But I knew it was something going to be done about that.
Yeah. Always is.
Find the flaw.
Always is. With us.
Because it was mainly one race on the team.
And they always break us down. Always. That's just the way it goes, man. This is the way it goes. Y'all don't have to agree with it, but that's just the way it goes.
That's the way it goes.
Man, Lamar Miller gets in the preseason, man. Two snaps into the game, his first carry of the preseason.
Tears his.
What's your thoughts on that, man?
Yeah, just freak accident, man.
It can happen anytime.
At any time.
And you live and witness it.
That's why I'd rather be playing a meaningful game.
Let me get it. And I said this before. College football doesn't. When college football goes out there to play, it counts.
That is a preseason.
Man, Miami and Florida played a game for $5.
Yeah,
it was a sloppy game.
Right, you know they're gonna be sloppy to start.
Yeah, but it counts.
Yeah.
And if somebody got hurt, guess what? It went down for a game that actually meant something.
Right.
Not one of these preseason $10 ticket games. Mm-hmm. Man, that's freak. That's just bad luck right there, man.
Oh yeah.
That's buzzer luck, man. I mean, one the second snap of the game, his first carry of the entire preseason. Just hitting. When you saw it, did you see it in slow motion?
Yeah, I saw it in slow motion.
Yeah, man. It's just.
Yeah, man. It was a freak accident. I mean, that's crazy. Just about
question, man. I never asked you something like that. When you watch something like that, because you've got to live through a knee injury. When you watch something like that, does it freak you out? Does it mess with you mentally to see something like that?
Nah, I don't.
Don't think about it?
You know, because mine was like, it wasn't no contact made. Like, it was a non-contact injury.
Yeah.
And that, them be mostly contact injury. It's just freak. It's just a freak accident. I mean, that's what make it a real freak accident. Now, that right there, that's just football.
Yeah. That's what you risk every time you every
snap. That's what you risk every time you. But that non-contact injury, it's just a freak accident.
Like, what the heck happened? Man, check this out. So, I'm watching the Bucks preseason game, right?
Yeah.
I can't even think who they're playing now. Golly, my mind's so bad. Anyway, it doesn't even matter. I'm watching the Bucks preseason game, and I see the backup quarterback, Blaine Gabbert, take off on a scramble, right? And he dives. And as soon as he dives, he starts rolling and waving for a trainer. Bro, it messed with my mind. Because it took me back to 1995.
Yeah.
Playing against Pedder. Mm-hmm. We losing. We down in the game. I don't know if you recall. We first game of the season. A meaningful game. First game of the season, we were losing to Pedder. We were down. The game was getting late. Pedder had a good squad. We always beat them every year, though. They had a good squad. Game getting late. And you know, we're a running team. We don't throw the ball.
Right.
So we had it through. It got in there. We went two tight ends, X. Simple pass play. What tight ends just crossed. And I'm looking at Lance Pearson in the huddle. Hey, I'm on the left side. Make sure you throw it to me on the right side because I'm about to cross. Don't throw it to nobody else. And, of course, he throws it to me. I'm 50 yards open, man. I done blew through the defense. I'm 50 yards open. Lance throw about a 20-yard pass. I just saw him at Butcher Block this past weekend, too. Anyway, I'm 50 yards open. Lance Pearson throws a 20-yard pass, y'all. I have to slam on brakes, turn around, turn the Jets on. Yeah, them Jets, B.A. Gonna say something about it. And turn the Jets on and go back and dive for this 20-yard pass. Mind you, we're not a throwing football team. We inside slot 4, inside slot 6 all day long, right or wrong.
Yeah.
So we run this tight end X, and it's fourth down. And we're losing the game. Opening game of my senior season. 50 yards open, Lance Pearson throws a 20-yard pass. Bless his heart. I go back, dive, make the catch for a first down. Man, I stand up, B.A., I'm looking around on the ground for my right arm because it has left my body. I don't even know where it's at.
Okay, that one you actually showed?
Yes, it was out of place, badly dislocated, and my arm was actually stuck behind my head.
Yeah.
I didn't even know where it was at because, when it's out of socket, I didn't have a pain. I didn't have any of that. I just didn't feel my arm anywhere.
Right.
I'm trying to – the nerves are not working. You just don't – it's a feeling – that if you never had it happen, you can't understand it, even with me saying it right now.
Yeah, I know all that for you, not.
You have no feeling for it. You don't know where it's like it's not there. And by it being stuck behind my head, because it was out of socket.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking on the ground for my arm, and I hear the other players going, oh, man, what's wrong with your arm? I'm like, where is it at? It's behind my helmet. So I look, and then that freaks me out. So I run over to the sideline. I jog all the way over. I can't get my arm down because I don't have no feeling. I can't move. I have no feeling in it or nothing. I go sit on the bench. When I sit on the bench, just that motion of sitting on the bench knocks my arm back in place. And then it started hurting. And then I could feel it. Mm-hmm. But I was watching the preseason game. Blaine Gabbert dives, non-contact. When he dove, I knew what happened to him.
Same win?
Yes, I felt it.
Okay.
I felt it. He got lucky because this is non-throwing shoulder. But they actually signed Lil Vinny Testaverde's son. As a backup recently because of it. But when he made the injury.
Didn't sign Kaepernick.
Another team bypasses him right there.
Well, that lets you know what time
the And he's not getting the job. Man, when the Eagles didn't have not one healthy quarterback, they went to sign McCown, which is he's a good QB, don't get me wrong. Been there a long time. He's about 18 years in himself. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to give Kaepernick a job, man. Period. Point blank.
Nothing to do with skill set.
No, man.
We don't want the distraction.
That's all it is, man. He can outplay a lot of these bums.
Yeah.
A lot of them. But yeah, when I saw Blaine Gabbert go to the ground, the way he went down on them elbows, I knew because I have that dream twice a week when it happened to me. Still to this day, I have that dream twice a week. And I always think to myself, what could have been? We'll put this on the podcast. Actually was just texting back and forth with your boy Hollywood, Adrian Holly, this weekend. And we were talking about you, and I was like, he was like, man, I would have liked to have known what Darryl could have done with his hand and eye coordination, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I said, you're going to kill him on third, I said, because B.A. just got to a point to where he was taking it seriously, going to get his body in shape and ready to play. I said he was dedicated to that finally. I said, man, B.A. was a 91, 92 arm on the mound with a 12-6 curveball and could have had a bright future as a pitcher. But that lazy son of a gun didn't want to run foul poles.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I didn't pitch. Didn't nobody want to run foul poles.
That's why I didn't want to pitch, especially with our freaking high school.
But coach. Adrian Holland would have never beat me out at third base.
I know the player you are. I grew up with you. You my guy. And we were just talking about that. And he was like, he said, I wonder, you know, we were saying, he wondered what you could have done if not for just one of the freakiest
injuries. Because I was going to always be a better hitter than him.
Yes.
And my defense was good, too. Like you said, I had to get in shape.
Yep.
Like real, real shape.
Yep.
And play the position like it's supposed to be played.
And what I said to him was, I said, you got to think. B.A. was a D lineman.
Yeah.
Like, we played football. We were football guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, that was the very first time we were ever just saying we playing baseball, because what people don't understand, me and you are baseball people. They think about baseball. Anytime a baseball question comes up, if you're around, they ask you the baseball question. If I'm around, they ask me the baseball question. But people don't realize
we played football, too.
We played football.
Just as much as we played
baseball. Just as much as we played baseball.
And enjoy football better than
more
actually playing baseball with Coach Patterson.
Absolutely.
Now, it could have been a lot more fun
if
we'd have had the right kind of coach.
Yep.
We just
suffered through baseball season, didn't we?
Yeah, because the season was never fun.
We suffered through baseball. It was always some crap, always something going on. It was always
during the season.
And it's like we never had an opportunity
to actually enjoy how good we was in high school. We didn't go to no All-Star game.
No, we didn't go to none of that stuff.
That was because of our coach.
Yep.
All of that.
Yep.
So, we didn't even get to enjoy.
Man, we talk about this, but, you know, something could happen to me tomorrow, today, or whenever. We need to have this on this so to be recorded forever. We literally had a Hall of Fame baseball coach that really wanted us to jump districts and play baseball with him.
Right. Right.
Can you imagine if we actually did that, man?
We sure did.
Our love for football right here in Stone County kept us in Stone County.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's just the proper leadership, man.
Leadership is everything. You look at these guys.
When it comes to high school ball.
I look at these kids. They're doing stuff. And I look at the numbers and look at what they're doing and where kids are drafted and all this stuff and whatnot, man. And you think about that and you look at all the hitting and all the production we had as youngsters, man. With no Instagram.
Well, none of that.
With no YouTube.
We couldn't market. Like, you can market yourself nowadays. Man. Back in the day, what we had, a VCR tape, won our game when we go to South John.
Yep.
They would record us.
Cause they did.
They recorded us.
They did.
Yeah.
Man.
As good as we were.
We did some bona fide hitting too, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. We did some bona fide hitting, man.
Heck of a ball player, boy.
Bona fide hitting, man. Man, I'm sitting on the phone, man. I'm sitting on the phone with Slick. Marcus Timms, a.k.a. Slick. And just thinking about how I remember him throwing 95, 96. 95, 96 is what he threw.
Yeah.
And I remember hitting him. We playing the Mississippi Junior College Championship at Gulf Coast. I remember doubling off the wall on him to win that. You know, that's the last time Gulf Coast won that. That's been 20-something years. Oh. But it's like, it's funny to sit back and think about that. You look at the level of competition you played against and the success you had against them. And now you look at a guy like that. That guy's probably going to win the World Series with the Yankees this year. I know you don't want to hear that, but the Yankees are ready.
Oh, man, they're not beating Houston. Houston locked and loaded. You can't win a championship without starting pitching. There's no way.
Yeah. Yankees ain't got it.
They don't have good enough pitching to win.
Yeah.
Did
you see what they did out there in L.A. this weekend?
Man, who cares? We beat L.A.
Man.
What they're saying? We beat L.A. 2 out of 3.
Y'all got a good team.
L.A. is just waiting. They just cruising to the playoffs. They waiting on the playoffs. Really? The Yankees going in there beating them. We did it.
Man, the Yankees, man. Now, y'all didn't go in there and beat them. Y'all beat them at home.
But we beat them at home. I mean, Dodgers is not... They ain't gonna win that either.
Yankees ready, man. Them Yankees ready.
Okay.
We gonna see the playoffs.
When that series come, we betting. And I'm taking the Astros.
With them three aces. You better have a braid.
No, I'm saying when that series, I'm going to still be with my braid. But that series hit, I'm taking them three aces.
Nationals going to catch y'all?
How?
No chance. They, Phillies. They, we oh, don't want. My God. Listen, the Phillies. How are you up 7-0 in a game and lose it 19-11? Please explain that, B.A.
Yeah, it's crazy. We don't want 8 in a row.
Yeah, man.
Like, ain't it 8 in a row?
So that's the longest streak in y'all's division ever, isn't it?
I don't know, but all I'm saying is this, and we really hadn't gained one game. Because the Nationals was 7-1.
That's what's rolling, man. So, man, Rendon, you see him yesterday.
Man, that dude the truth, man. I want him.
How much money is he going to get paid?
I want him.
How much money is he going to
get? I don't care. I want him. He yeah. better get Bryce Harper money.
Man, man, man. Look at the numbers, man.
They played around with him and could have locked him up.
Now it's too late.
It's too late. Pay me. Somebody got to pay
me. You want me? You got to jump high, boy.
Because he took the risk and won.
Man,
look. Like that. That going to have to do that. I don't know not to throw you 30 touchdowns by 10 picks.
You say just play the season. Don't worry about the contract.
It's right too now. Late now. Man. We into the season. I'm not. You ain't never heard this. I'm not discussing a contract during the season.
Yeah, period.
They don't want that on their mind. They want to play. So go out and have you a good year. I don't care what it costs you. Just don't make no dumb throws.
B.A.
Get your money.
B.A. You can't do that in football.
You telling me that... No, I understand.
You can't.
No, I understand that you ain't supposed to do that. But they didn't leave you no
choice if they ain't gave you no contract, right?
Right.
Or so, but so I feel like. But hold on, if you remember, I think we both said this about a month ago. We were saying, throw that out there as part of your bargaining chip.
Another quarterback just got signed, Matt Moore.
Matt Moore from the Dolphins.
Chiefs signed Matt Moore.
Man, it's laughable, man. It's laughable that Colin Kaepernick can't get a job.
We got to change the subject.
Huh?
We had to change the subject, man. That's crazy, man. That lets you know that man going to win his collusion case. He did he win it?
Yeah, he did. He already won that.
How much you think they gave him?
I don't know. You know what's crazy about it? It wasn't supposed to be discussed.
They paid him outright because they knew he had evidence in them phones.
Right.
They knew it.
And then here's what people were saying. They scrutinized that. They were like, well, why would he take the settlement if he knew why would he do that? Because what else he going to do?
No. They knew what was on them goddamn phones.
Yeah.
So what was on them phones would have exposed the whole
league.
The whole league. And that wasn't happening. Yeah. If that had gave a man $200 million, he was going
to
get it.
And they were trying to say, well, he didn't really get that much money. No, you don't even know what he got because he ain't said it.
But what is too much money? Or what is not enough money?
Right.
Or that much?
And people were saying if he felt he was doing it for social injustice and being right, he should have never accepted the money. Yes, you should, because with that money, you can do more work. You can do more grassroots stuff because at the end of the day, there's nothing going to be done lawfully against the good old boy league, so you might as well take their money. Right?
It's over.
Come on, man.
His point made.
Yeah.
He don't have to do none of that no more.
It's obvious what they did to him. And it's obvious when you signing these guys.
Once he won the case, it was obvious what went on. He done proved his point. He can go on to living his life and do what he been doing.
But good old toothless America, backwoods America, Republican America.
Yeah.
They still mad about that man taking a knee.
He was right. He was right.
You see he was right.
And you still mad. Holding the grudge against him.
Man, that's crazy, man. That's just crazy to me, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
These guys are getting signed, man. And don't get me wrong. Any kid that's getting signed, you worked your butt off. You worked hard. You have a right to become a professional athlete. That's every kid's backyard dream. But goodness, you telling me there's not one backup quarterback in the NFL that Colin Kaepernick can outplay?
We've proven it. That ain't even nothing to argue about no more. Like, he done proved the case. We all know what it is. So we just letting sleeping dogs lay.
Man. That's just, it's crazy, man.
It's laughable.
It's crazy. The Eagles literally didn't have one healthy quarterback, and they didn't call the guy.
Didn't even call him.
So, XFL. Kaepernick, do you go play in that?
Yeah.
Go play in it.
just to have fun.
Yeah. Do more. Do more for your organization. Do more for your cause. Go out there and do it.
You got money now that you got a retirement package, basically what they gave you.
Got generational wealth.
Yeah, so.
And don't get me wrong, he had a $60 million deal before he got out of there.
Yeah, before he got out of there.
His agent.
So he wasn't hurting for no money to start with.
Right. Got Nike, so he good with that. But go play in the XFL. Go do what you guys
do. Just because of the love of the game.
Love of the game. And don't just let your skills completely diminish based on being blackballed.
And once he got paid, we knew he wasn't going to play in the NFL no more then.
Right.
Because it would be just like, it just wouldn't even be right for them to let him come back after he
done exposed them.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that ain't gonna happen.
And that goes, that's the world right there, man. That's the world. That's the good old boy world. If you actually can make us look bad, we'll just go ahead and pay you to be quiet.
Pay you to be quiet. People been doing it all these years.
Forever.
Because guess what? White people been doing it for the longest.
Forever.
And you ever notice that the black people that do it end up in the end going down?
Yeah.
Like R. Kelly, Bill Cosby. Don't you think they've been doing what they were doing their whole lives?
Yep.
They was on top of their game.
Yep.
But at the end.
Gotcha.
We got you. You got to go.
You ain't benefiting us no
more.
Don't
you think Donald Trump did the same thing that Bill Cosby and R. Kelly been doing? We know this. Everybody know that Donald Trump been doing.
But look at his skin color.
He peach. Yes, sir. He peach. He's peach.
Can't impeach him because he already peach.
Yeah. He peach. He peach. So it's gonna. He can do what he want to do.
Man, anybody like him, a multi-billionaire like him that grew up with $1 billion in his pocket. I started my business with a small $1 million loan for my dad. Man, listen, getting $5 from my daddy was a chore.
You better believe it.
You know my dad. $5 was a chore. I had some chores to do for that $5.
But that's the same story your boy got too.
Who that?
Jerry Jones.
Yeah, small loan from my dad.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man.
Boy, get out of here. You got a chance of that.
Yeah.
You had a chance.
At everything.
Ain't no small loan did nothing.
Life has not been a struggle for you.
Like it hasn't. No
hard problem. Work should not even be in your vocabulary.
Right.
Because you know nothing about it.
Yeah, it's not. Man, we...
It's a situation of the haves and have-nots.
We got it in the mud.
Yeah.
Coming up. Man, that's...
Man, could you imagine, like, you know, would you be a down-to-earth, humble guy if you grew up with...
In their situation.
In those situations.
I'd probably be a uppity type person.
You think?
You get what I'm saying? Because you don't have no other choice but be that.
I mean, you know what though, Ben? I honestly think that you and I would be in prison.
I don't know. It just...
You know why? Because you know how we mess with people, like aggravated people?
Somebody would either been shot us.
Yeah. Yes.
Something like that. Because, like, I can aggravate you. And be normal, and you can be like, oh, leave me alone. But if I'm rich and I'm getting under your skin,
it's a difference.
It's a danger to that.
Yes. I'm tired of him.
Yeah.
He privileged. He better than me. He got a nicer car than me. Live in a big house.
All that.
You kill it.
Yeah.
Because people
that's
felt that
Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah. People felt that way, like, about us growing up anyway, but we were just normal people.
We were normal people.
They were really... And they were really saying,
that's the Nipsey Hussle. That's what I think what got him killed.
Man.
Like, jealousy.
Yeah. Man, I watched a thing. I watched a video recently that somebody had sent me. Sha Ali.
Uh-huh.
Sha Ali, yeah. How they say his name? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the rapper. Right?
Yeah, so he was talking about how dude was like, Vlad TV was talking about like, hey, if you... were to see that guy, the Eric dude that killed him or whatnot, you know, what would you do? How would you respond?
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of like, I'm not calling the police.
Right, that's what everybody said.
He said, I wouldn't call the police. He said, even though he just killed, he said, yeah, man, he said, I wouldn't do that. He said, because I've been in the system. I know that whole system. I know how it goes. He says, because you don't get no relief because He said, right now, that dude is locked up in jail, $7 million bail. He'll never pay. He'll never get out. He's going to trial, yada, yada, yada. He'll never get out before he goes to trial unless he beats the case, whatever happens. He says, I don't feel no better about him being in jail as opposed to if he was still on the run.
Right.
He's like, my brother's still gone. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't feel any different. And so Vlad was basically asking him, like, so what would you do? Would you kill him? He says, I don't know what I would do.
But you know he ain't calling the police.
He said, I know he ain't calling the police, though.
Right.
And so he didn't understand.
He's saying, I heard him.
He was like, I don't know. He said, I know I got some crazy stuff in me. He said, I might do something to him or might not. He said, but me, my biggest thing at this point in life is I really want to talk to people and ask them, like, you know, what was you doing? Like, he says, because this dude was doing so much.
For everybody.
For everybody. Like, this dude was doing things that benefited you. And you wasn't doing nothing. So why would you take this man's life? Like, why would you hate him that much to take his life? But he was talking about the whole police thing. And he was like, he made a very valid point, man. A very valid point. I know I have been in this situation. I know you've been in this situation. I know a lot of people listening to this. If you're a black male, you've been in a situation where someone has threatened you with calling the police on you before. I can raise my hand. This happened to me.
Oh, no. It happened.
More times than I remember. Somebody has threatened you with calling the police on you. And the thing that y'all don't get, and especially our black women, that you don't understand, when you do that, man, think about what you're doing. Now, I don't condone, just like he said in the video, I don't condone any type of domestic violence or whatnot. No man should be putting his hand on a woman, no matter what the circumstance is, yada, yada, yada. Just don't do it. You got a mother, you love your mother. You got a sister, you love your sister. You got daughters, you love your daughters. Don't put your hands on a woman. I know things happen, and it's not all the way cookie cutter just because somebody hit somebody, yada, yada, yada. But that's not, I don't want to get into that. But it is, I don't condone it either way. So, with that said, if you're not in immediate danger, I mean serious danger, why are you calling the police on a black man?
Because they feel safe and they feel threatened by the black. This is what it is. It's some comfort level with the police, but blacks don't feel that same comfort level.
Right.
We don't feel it.
And it goes within the black community because a lot of black men, man, how many dope boys you know that went to jail because they old lady then caught them with another chick or something? They call the police on the black man. Yeah. But what you're not realizing is your hate and your anger at that moment, your emotions, really could be having you pick up the phone and sentencing that dude to death, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Black folks don't feel the comfort of the police.
But what I'm saying, even if it's a situation between a black dude and a black woman, yeah. When that woman picks up the phone and dials the police because she's mad and upset and angry.
Yeah, because she feels, she know that automatically when they come to this house.
You're going to bow down.
The police is going to favor the woman.
Yes, they're going to favor the woman. But you don't realize that when you dial them, you literally could be signing that dude's death certificate. Right. Because it could go all the way
there.
They're
not thinking on that.
They ain't thinking on that, man. So black women, y'all stop doing that. Stop doing that. Now, if you're in danger, by all means, call it. You know what I'm saying? By all means. But just because you're mad and you're upset and the argument ain't going your way, you know what I'm saying? Don't do it then.
Right.
Don't do it then. How many arguments happen where somebody drives off and they call the police on them? Oh, he did this here last week.
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh. You should have done that last week.
Right.
You could be signing that man's death certificate, man. Because he can go left when he get pulled up on. They already don't like you. Mm-hmm. From my opinion, because like you said, when I get pulled over in a car, man, you listen. Yeah, we've been friends since we knee high to a bullfrog, right?
Yeah.
We ain't out here drinking. We ain't out here smoking. We ain't out here doing nothing illegal
On the road.
On the road. But still, if we get pulled over, we got the same fear as the person that's got a
kilo of drugs in the back.
And two AR-15s.
Right.
Because we just black men on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Man. Stop doing that. Stop signing people's death certificate. Don't do it. If you're in immediate danger, pick up the phone, call 911. If you're emotionally hurt, call your homegirl, go to Frosty Mug, go get a snowball, do something. We out. Like a bicycle rim, but it's bank obese and the pockets on chubby. He a black head coat, just like love it. Thugging in public, these love it. I double and triple quadruple your budget. Baseball money like David Justice. Polo sold, I ain't even
and touched it. Under on cushion down the room so mushed it. Most of you rappers all style, no substance. Big old rocks on, they disgust me. Talk but never touch me. Broke haters can't tell me nothing.
Yeah, this that me male Gucci Mane. Young swing through evidence, they gon' come right back through like a boomerang. Louis and selling my drip. Pim on these like Pootie Tang. He wanna be by the but we up her, so he don't know who to blame. She wanna check for me, huh? She got a check for me, huh? And then two baddies on Instagram, they on that ecstasy. Hey, diamonds like Vaux, and I got the sauce, I'm into the recipe. Whoa, for all this rapping, that was a trapper, the plug on invest in me. Whoa, jump out the porch, I got a Porsche. Too many hitters, they can't extort. I take a meal to the table, no fork. They spit it up with my doll at the divorce. They shot at us, it was by force. We shot at them, they went to court. I don't wanna be with these no more. I can't even be with these no more. Shorty says she only trappers. End up with a rapper. Damn, how you got bad ones? Diamonds all fall.